Thank you, Sherry, and good afternoon, everybody. You know, it's pretty cold. From where I am, Florida, this is cold. Anyway, welcome to this session, and thank you for your kind introduction, Sherry. So, let me proceed with the title of my study. It's called the Filipino-American Women's Cardiac Study, Comparison of Cardiovascular Risk Scores. I have nothing to disclose. And the objective for this study is actually to compare the several cardiovascular risk scores, to include the 10-year risk score, the 30-year, the Reynolds risk score, and the atherosclerotic cardiovascular risk score, or what we call ASCVD. Now, when this abstract was submitted, that was the only objective. Now that we have analyzed some of the data, I included what would be the risk score as a function of waist circumference is added to the objective of this data. So why did we do this study? We did this study because cardiovascular disease is very prevalent among Filipinos or Filipino Americans. Number two, Filipinos are, believe it or not, second to the Chinese as the second largest immigrants and Asians in the whole United States. And number three, Filipino Americans have a high prevalence of stroke, hypertension, diabetes, and of course metabolic syndrome. When we did a study, we recruited a convenience, this is a cross-sectional study, but we went to four cities. We went to Union City in San Francisco, we went to Chicago, Illinois, we went to Pensacola, Florida, and Jacksonville, Florida. We recruited about 234 at the time the abstract was submitted. As of today, we have 400 participants to the study. And we had, of course, some exclusion criteria to control for bias, because one of the risk score, which is the Reynolds risk score, includes the HSCRP, or what we call the high sensitivity C-reactive protein. And that is the reason why we have excluded patients who have inflammatory, acute and chronic inflammatory disorders. When we looked at demographics, of course, we looked at the history, the family history, clinical history of the patient. We look at morphometric measurements such as blood pressure, height, weight, and waist. We also have laboratory results such as your lipid or your cholesterol levels, your high sensitivity C-reactive protein, which is one of the biggest inflammatory cardiovascular biomarkers for heart disease, and of course your hemoglobin A1C or your serum glucose to look at diabetes. And most importantly for this presentation, we looked at the cardiovascular risk scores. So let me present to you the different cardiovascular risk scores that we had looked at and compared. They are the 10-year Framingham risk scores, the 30-year hard and full BMI and lipid Framingham risk scores, the 10-year and the lifetime ASCVD, which is the newest one for American Heart, and the Reynolds risk score. Now, let me just share with you so you could have a little understanding of what these risk scores are predicting. The 10-year risk scores, Framingham risk score, predicts the outcome of CHD or cardiovascular heart disease and stroke in the next 10 years. The 10-year Reynolds risk score predicts the development of CVD in the next 10 years. And the 10-year and lifetime ASCVD predicts atherosclerotic CVD, or coronary death, MI, or fatal and non-fatal stroke. The 30-year HARD, we call it HARD because it predicts CHD, which is coronary death, MI, or stroke. They call it FULL because it predicts all of that. And in addition, they also predict angina pectoris, or coronary angina, stroke, TIA, or transient ischemic attacks, intermittent claudication, and CHF, or congestive heart failure. So full is a little bit more comprehensive than hard. The next slide will show you the components of each risk score. For example, if you look at the 10-year Framingham, it includes age, sex, systolic blood pressure, or are they being treated for hypertension, total cholesterol, smoking, HDL. But when you look at the Reynolds risk score, RRS, it includes family history, and most specifically, the only risk scores that include the hsCRP or the inflammatory biomarker. The 30-year risk scores include both BMI, when you look at the hard and full BMI, but it includes a history of diabetes or diagnosis of diabetes for both hard and full 30-year risk score. The 10-year risk score and the ASCVD has rates right here included. So if you are to Google the CVD risk score, and anytime you can do it on your cell phone, you can actually go and use their calculators online. And if you know your levels of all of these components, you can just calculate it in a breeze. Now, for the results of the study, we showed that for demographics, we are mostly middle age, plus minus 7 years. Most of the women, the 234 women, are married, and they have been in the U.S. for over 20 years. So they've been here for a while. Most of them also, like 97%, are immigrants or first-generation Filipinos. They have an income, about 28% of them have a good income of over $70,000, and 70% almost have a four-year college degree, so they're pretty well-educated. 35% of one-third of these women are in the health services. And surprisingly, because they have that education, they are working, they have better income, they also have access to health care, 86% of them. Although that doesn't mean anything, okay? Having access to health care. The weight. You have, if you look at the height, this is about women, our Filipinos, are about my size, about very petite at 5 feet, plus or minus 2 inches. Their weight is about 137, but it's surprising that 1 out of 3 is overweight, and 1 out of 6 is obese. We looked at the waist circumference, and the NCEP and the harmonized definition for metabolic syndrome actually has a waist circumference cutoff of 35 inches. Well, the mean for this one is 37 for this population. And about 63% of these women were hypertensive. The reason why we selected this particular morphometric measurements is because these are the same measurements that are used in the risk factor components. Is there something beeping somewhere? No? Okay, great. It's surprising that in this particular population, only 1 out of 100 smoke. So most of them are non-smokers. They have also a very interesting finding here is that almost 50% have a history of positive for heart disease. And there is a diagnosis of 1 out of 3 for diabetes. So they are hypertensive and they have a lot of diabetes. These are the results of our cardiovascular risk scores. When we look at the risk scores, we, as I mentioned to you earlier, you can actually just put your components in the calculator and it would calculate it for you. So they were individually put into this web-based calculator, and this is what we found out. For the 10-year Framingham, all of these participants had a low risk for heart disease. And then for the Reynolds risk score, the same way, But for the 10 year, it discriminated just a little bit. So when we compared the 30 year risk score, we found out that the addition of BMI increased the number of those for having a high risk for heart disease. Now the update, we looked at it now as a function of waist. As a function of waist, we found out that those with a 35 to waist of 40 inches had a significant difference when we're looking at this in comparison with a waist less than 35, that they increased the risk scores. Same way when we did the 30-year risk scores. The mean also showed that the bigger the waist, the higher the risk. For the lifetime ASCVD risk score, there was no significant difference as a function of waist. So in conclusion, the 10-year Framingham and the 10-year Reynolds risk score may underestimate CVD, whereas the lifetime ASCVD may overestimate risk. All 3-year, 10-year risk scores were higher in those with a waist circumference over 40 inches. Subjects with 40-inch waists had a higher risk score except for the ASCVD. The addition of obesity, as I've mentioned, may be able to predict CVD risk, whereas earlier, as mentioned, lifetime ASCVD may overestimate the number of CVD risks. Limitations to the study include that it's a cross-sectional data, so one point in time, and they use a one ethnic group, which is Filipino, Filipino-American, and women, and the reason we did this is to provide a more in-depth insight necessary to tailor future interventions with this population. So where do we go from here? Should the waist circumference cutoffs be different for us Filipinos? Or perhaps maybe we should develop our own CVD risk score that is tailored to our population because 98% of our population do not smoke. Also, as a caveat, the Framingham risk score was based on population in Massachusetts, Framingham, mostly Caucasian. So does this really work for our Filipino population? Any thoughts? Welcome. Thank you for listening. I will answer your questions when everybody's done, I guess.
Actually, you know, there's like 2 minutes left, so if you want to use the question now.
That would be great. Huh? Anybody? Yes, sir.
I didn't see an impact
We have a population of 1 out of 3. Yeah, 1 out of 3. For this
participant. How does the diabetes factor into any of the scores?
Well, for one, the risk scores that factor diabetes, it was very specific for the 10-year ASCVD and the lifetime ASCVD. But it also factored in race. Now, when we looked at it as a function of waist, we found out that the 30-year was more discriminatory as compared to the lifetime, because the lifetime ASCVD, which even included the diabetes in it, did not show any significant difference. And this is the end. Also, with the prevalence of ASCVD, the lifetime ASCVD, it showed that 95% of our population was at high risk. Now, here's a caveat, and I want you to go home with this thought. The ASCVD is a new guideline out there being adopted by the American Heart Association. Now, it also states on the guidelines that if your if you put your calculation in on the ASCVD and your risk is 8%, that you should be on statin medications, your anti-cholesterol medications. Now, if 95% of us, of this population, has a high risk, so are you telling me, ASCVD, that 95% of them should be on statin medications? That is why I am questioning the need for a tailor-based intervention and a tailor-based CVD risk score that needs to be formatted and needs to be developed for our own population, because the ASCVD risk score right now adopted by the American Heart Guideline does not and is not appropriate for our population. That was a good question. Any other questions? Thank you.